A $190 million school bond failed Tuesday in a Rapid City election, but some supporters are talking about trying again. SDPB's Seth Tupper reports.
The bond plan got 56% support from voters, compared to 44% for the no side. But the majority didn't rule. That's because of a state law that dates to the 1980s. The law says 60% support is required to pass a bond issue. Christine Stevenson, a Rapid City school board member, was one of many disappointed people Tuesday night at a Vote Yes gathering.
It's really disappointing. But like I said, I'm so proud of the campaign, and I'm really proud of 56%. I think that's awesome.
And Stevenson wants to come up with another bond plan to offer voters.
I'm ready to do it again. We're all ready to do it again because we don't have another option.
Val Simpson, co-chair of the Vote Yes group, also wants to make another attempt.
Hopefully some of those in the community that were against this particular plan are willing to step up now and be part of the conversation to make tweaks and bring it back to the community again.
A leader of the Vote No group, Tanchi Weaver, says the plan offered Tuesday was too extravagant.
You know, I think what happened with this one is it is the premise of the bond began with the wants and not the needs. And that's just the wrong approach.
The plan would have replaced and renovated multiple elementary schools, replaced a middle school building, and made additions and upgrades to a high school. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper in Rapid City.